Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on the Unsolicited Opinion. Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the second hour of the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the telephone number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And my two guests, I am hoping they call in as well, who I had on the first hour, because I'm hoping that they've connected into Republic Broadcasting Network so that we can continue. My guests are Bob Morris from the California Face Off and Jerry Breinegar. And I'm not sure actually if I'm pronouncing Jerry's last name, but I don't think he really cares, because you know what? That's not what's important. Well, I shouldn't say that it might be to Jerry. So, Jerry, if you hear me, and I'm mispronouncing your last name, well, I do apologize. But listen, he is the co-founder of a group entitled Face Off, and that is an acronym for Fight Against Code Enforcement Office. And it is a face-off. It truly is. And their website can be found at F period, A period, C period, E period, off. And all of you out there who can hear my voice, listen, here's the deal. You know what? This may be happening to them today, but it will be happening to you tomorrow. That's a guarantee, because it is all part of this larger agenda of United Nations Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. And what sustainable development does is it sustains slavery. It does not sustain freedom. And so it's a misnomer to call it sustainable development, because all it is doing is developing slavery in this country. That's what's being developed here in this nation, is a nation of slaves. And you know what? I got news for you. I knew in kindergarten, and I say this frequently, but it is a fact. I knew in kindergarten I wouldn't make a good slave, and I got news for you. I'm 54 years old. Ain't nothing changed today. And from the sounds of it, I don't think Jerry Breinegar or Bob Morris or Daryl, who called me from, where was he, Las Vegas, or Chris in Arizona, I don't think any of those people are going to make good slaves either. And you know what? I know there's millions more of them out there who aren't going to make good slaves either. So I know that, let's see, I got Bob and Jerry are back on the line. So maybe, I don't know if they'll be able to hook both of them up into the call at the same time. So let's see, can we pick up Bob and Jerry at the same time? If not, let's pick up Bob again, please. Bobby, with me?
Hi, Maggie. This is Bob.
Are you both with me? Jerry, are you with me as well?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, good, good, good. Oh, perfect. Okay.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, I think so. Listen, let me give out the call-in number again for everybody. You are listening now through the Republic Broadcasting Network, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443. Please, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. You need to go there. You need to contact me. You need to get in touch with me. Send me information about the stories, what's happening to you, because it's all going up on my website, and we are going to hammer home the message of freedom and liberty until I take my last breath. I got news for you. One way or another, we're not going down without a fight. So, Bob and Jerry, you were listening to Daryl. He was out in California. In fact, near Bakersfield. Bob, you're in California. I couldn't really tell the name of the town he was talking about. In fact, he's back on the line with us. So I don't know if Republic can hook up a third caller so that we can have Daryl join the conversation to wrap up what he was saying. So let's see if we can make that happen. Yes, they're telling me they can. So, hey, Daryl, come on back on with us and finish up, if you could, telling what was going on, because I've got some other callers out there that I want to grab as well. So, Daryl, you can hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. And guess what? We got about another minute before we're going to go to a three-minute break. Then we'll have some longer time. So you got about a minute, Daryl. Go.
Okay, to make a long story short, it seems to me that the cities and towns around here are affecting domestic terrorism on us through their code enforcement. The whole dang thing here is to gain control over the landowner's property. All those towns and municipalities do through code enforcement is exert acts of ownership over the owner's property in an attempt to remove all rights of the property owner in addition to the taxes the property owner pays. Becoming absolutely ridiculous.
Yes.
We are rapidly sinking into that of a third world country where citizens have absolutely no
Jerry,
rights.
Daryl, hold on, because
introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com. To order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion. Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Listen, if you'd like to get in touch with me, please do so. TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com, TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com. Listen, I want you to send me your stories. There's a contact button on my website. You need to get in contact with me. I am talking this morning with Bob Morris from the California Face-Off Group and Jerry Breiniger, who is the co-founder of Face-Off. Face-Off is F period, A period, C period, E period, O-F-F. It is Fight Against Code Enforcement Office, and we indeed are in a fight. And Daryl is still on. Daryl, are you still on the line with us?
I'm still here.
Okay. You want to finish telling me your story, if you could, please? And then I know I think I've got another caller on the line as well. So keep talking, Daryl. Go right ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Maggie. Another thing that I found extremely disturbing with this situation was that the city of Taft, California, has a population of only 9,100 people. The town manager in this town is being paid over $188,000 per year to run that town to terrorize the citizens with code enforcement. Code enforcement department consists of one person. That code enforcement department is costing the taxpayers of that small town, remember, 9,100 people, over $100,000 per year. And all that person does is terrorize those citizens who are paying for that person's salary. It's an absolutely ridiculous situation. And, Maggie, I agree with you regarding Barack Obama. That man should be impeached. Any salary in the future that he's supposed to get should be taken away from him. Any retirement, any kind of medical benefits, anything that is supposedly due to him should be removed. He should be out on the bottom of the street. And
well,
those people that are pushing this code enforcement thing should be tarred and feathered and run out of town.
Well, okay. You know what, Daryl, I'm no fan of Barack Obama, but the bottom line is both the Republicans and the Democrats are pushing this agenda jointly. They just approach it from different angles. And so all of this stuff didn't just start since Barack Obama became the president. It's been going on a lot longer than that. So it would be simple. It would be so easy for us if it was something as simple as just the Democrats were doing this and the Republicans were on our side. But unfortunately for us, they are on one side and the American people are on the other. Daryl, what's the name of your town? Can you spell it for me? Because I'm not picking up the name of your town you said near Bakersfield. Spell it.
It's T-A-F-T.
Oh, Taft. Okay. Okay. I got you.
California. Yes.
Okay. Well, email me some information, if you would, please, Daryl. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, and on Republic Broadcasting. There is my emails up there and my website and everything as well. So republicbroadcasting.org is the website. You can also get to me through there as well. Listen, Daryl, I want to thank you for calling in, and I'm going to take another caller, but please email me, Daryl, all right?
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Listen, thank you for having me on.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Bob, Jerry, did you want to comment at all on what anybody had to say so far?
Well, yeah, I'd like to make a comment if I could.
Sure.
I'll let Jerry talk first if he wants to.
Jerry?
It don't matter. Yeah, I have a few things to interject. Yeah, Bob wants to let me talk. I'll talk a little bit. On this deal about the homestead, keeping your property safe, it's supposed to be that way in Florida, but guess what? The deceptive government got in there and changed some of the wording, and they're making an assessment. The code enforcement violation is an assessment, so they can put liens against your home. So it may be different in California, but in Florida, you don't get free lunch.
Okay, so they caught on to that whole thing.
Yeah, they know they're doing wrong and everything.
Yeah.
And also, the only other thing is, this could be hazardous to your health, because I have one case here where a man ended up killing himself because of code enforcement. And I know of two guys that died of heart attacks from it. It just puts a lot of stress in your life, and you have no idea when they're coming or what's going to happen. It makes you paranoid.
Well, they're Nazis. You know what they are? These people are the brown shirts. That's exactly who they are. They are the Nazis in America. The Nazis are alive and well, and they're wandering around under the guise of code enforcement officers. That's exactly who these people are, Jerry. They really are. Bob, what did you want to say? What did you want to
add? A couple of things I'd like to say that might help the folks out there a little bit is in the last few months that I've been involved with Face Off, I've been going to some of these trials with some of the people that the code enforcement has been trying to kick off their properties. And I've noticed that the attorneys that they have, I've talked to them in court and out of court about the case of that particular person. And it comes to light to me that these people really aren't up to speed on what the code enforcement is and what their agenda is and what they're trying to do. So if we could get some paralegals out there that could help us, we'd be a lot better going pro se than trying to go to an attorney. Now, I don't want to get rid of their jobs, but they're just not up to speed on handling cases like this. So we need paralegals out there that'll help us.
Well, you know what, Bob? I can name, I've had, he's going to kill me too. Fred Kelly Grant from TrademarkAmerica.org, I believe it is. Trademark America, Fred Kelly Grant, for everybody listening, look him up. He's an attorney, and he was real effective at fighting, so he might, the Trans-Texas Corridor, so he would have some ideas. But there's also Pacific Legal Foundation that I know of, Bob, that's out of California, but they do work all across the country, and this is the kind of stuff that they fight against. So that may be a group, Pacific Legal, I think, pacificlegal.org, I believe, is their website for people who are listening, so that they may be of help, and I know they do pro bono work. I know at least the Pacific Legal Foundation does. Was there something else you wanted to add, Bob? Otherwise, I'm going to take, I've got Jerry in Arkansas I want to bring on. So, Bob, was there something else you wanted to say?
Well, I do, but I can wait till later. Let's get that guy on.
Okay, Jerry, come, Jerry, are you with us in Arkansas?
Yes, thank you, Maggie. And I prefer to use my full name so that I'm not acting like I'm hiding. My name is Jerry Kirk, and I'm in Searcy County, Arkansas.
Okay.
And anyway, the problem that y'all are discussing is very real and very evident, and it happens to tens of thousands of people every day. I would like to offer some thoughts about that, if I could, please.
Go right ahead.
In Proverbs 22:3, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. So right now what's happening is prudent people are foreseeing the evil, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the simple are going to be punished, and that's weeping and gnashing of teeth. So the solution can simply be put from Psalms 31:20. The Lord shall hide them in the secret of his presence from the pride of man. Thou, being the Lord, shall keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. The pavilion is a nice, shaded, cool location with a lot of good water. The strife of tongues is man's courtrooms and all the legalistic terms that are there. The solution is to go under the jurisdiction of the Father's laws and the Father himself as carried out and administered by his only begotten Son, the Christ. We have the capacity to select the jurisdiction that we want to go under. Now, I did this many years ago. And all of the problems that people are talking about, they don't affect me because the government knows I'm under a different jurisdiction. In Matthew 6:24, at the end of that verse, the Christ says, "Ye cannot serve God and Mammon." We all are servants, and our choice is, do we want to serve the Father? Or do we want to serve man and Mammon's Babylonian system? So it's not that difficult if one goes to the playbook and understands the Word of God. Go under the Christ jurisdiction. Go under the Father's laws. And when you notice the government correctly, quite scary to them. They have a definite odor that emanates from their back of their pants. And this is possible. And I would hope people would pursue learning how to come out of this Babylonian jurisdiction. Again, we are ordered in Revelation chapter 18, verse 4. Oh, my people, come out of her, being Babylon, lest you partake of her sins and her plagues. And that doesn't sound good. But it is possible to do it. And on RBN this Sunday from 3 to 5 Central, they're going to be having a two-hour deal there, so I've been told, where some actual facts and papers and accomplishment on a certain subject coming out of Babylon will be discussed for 2 hours.
Okay.
But anyway, I thank you for having people point out the problem. I would hope that they would look for the solution because there are solutions. Hey, when I built my place, not a single code enforcement came by. They've never been by ever since. Never have I allowed a tax assessor on my location. It's all voluntary.
Well, Jerry, why don't you do me a favor? Email some instructions or something that you may have.
I don't have.
You don't have anything. Okay.
I don't have a computer, but I have a phone number, and I'd be happy to talk to you.
All right. Well, you know what? You don't need to give that to me on the air. Well,
it's on the web on the internet. It's 870-496-2727. And one of your callers earlier, Chris from Nevada, he found me that way too. So
okay, 870-496-2727.
Right, and we can select our jurisdiction. It's just so foreign to think, oh my goodness, I can actually choose my own jurisdiction. But it is possible.
All
but
right.
Anyway, thank you, and I'll continue listening to your program.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Listen,
bye-bye.
Bob, thank you for calling. Bob and Jerry, we've got, I don't know, about another minute before we go to break. Do you have any comments you want to make on what Jerry was saying, Bob? Jerry Breiniger, the other Jerry. Well, I hear the music now, and we're going to break. We'll be back in, 3 minutes, everybody. So hang in there. This is the Unsolicited Opinion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion. Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you want to call into the show this morning, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you'd like to get in touch with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Please call into the show. I want to hear what's going on with you. If you're being terrorized, as I believe it was Daryl in California used that word, and I think it's a very apropos word. If you're being terrorized by code enforcement, please get in contact with me. I'm going to put a tab on my website so that these stories go up there. We are talking this morning with Bob Morris and Jerry Breiniger. They are from the group called Face Off. And Bob and Jerry, we've got another caller I want to add on in a moment. But Jerry, I believe you wanted to say something. Did you want to say something?
Yeah, I do. I want this other Jerry in Arkansas to think about something because I know the Bible pretty well myself. In the parable of the sower, not the parable of the sower, the parable of the Good Samaritan, there was a man beaten and robbed, and a priest went by. He walked by on the other side of the road, and the Levite walked by on the other side of the road, but the Good Samaritan stopped and helped that man. I believe when we help our neighbors, because Jesus said, love your neighbors yourself, now, you need to get involved and help these people that are getting beat up by their government. because I believe that's what the parable of the Good Samaritan teaches. I can't see it any other way, and that's why I got involved, is because these people are being beaten and robbed by their government, and everybody needs to get involved.
I agree with you. Bob, did you want to add anything?
Go ahead. Yes, I do, Maggie. A couple of small things that I like people out there that can look up themselves to get an idea about their county or the city that they live in. One is look up your city or your county and look up the mission statement of that particular entity. And it'll tell you right there what they believe or what they don't believe. And then another one is the ICLEI. It's ICLEI. It means International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. Most cities in the United States belong to this. This is that Agenda 21. You can look up that on that particular website, ICLEI, look up global members, and it'll tell you whether your city or your county happens to be a member of that. Now, they have to pay exorbitant fees in order to belong to that. And they also go by that ruling. They don't go by the Constitution. So I'd like to make that known.
Okay, great. And you know what? I will, I'll put in the caption of what we talked about today, Bob, I'll make sure that I add those two things in there to look up the mission statement, because I think that's a real important thing. I'm going to bring on Jim from Colorado. Hey, Jim, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Bonnie. I'm doing fine.
Well,
I just wanted to emphasize that the fellow from California that called in,
yes,
when you were on HNC, I'd like to get in contact with him, if that's possible, if I could email you and send you a reminder.
Sure. Are you talking about Bob Morris, the California founder of Face Off? Is that who you're talking about? Or
well, he came in on AFN on the last segment, and he called in. I thought he was Chris was his name.
Okay. Well, you know what? Actually, I asked him to email me. So
right.
why don't you email me and remind me that you wanted Chris's email address? And when he gets in contact with me, I will make sure that he has your address to contact you. How's that sound?
Great.
But do me a favor, because I get a lot of emails. Do me a favor, remind me of what I'm supposed to be doing with your email when you send it to me, because I may not remember, okay?
Well, I'll give you the date and everything.
Okay.
What we need is, you know, I appreciate all the stories, but, you know, when that gentleman called in about homesteading, we really need to seek out remedies because we're in a battle here, and the battle plan is to take our property away from us. So what we need to do is have, I think, a little more focus on remedies. Well, you know, and I know what these gentlemen are doing. They're fighting this at the level of, you know, the jurisdiction they're in, but like the gentleman from Arkansas said, we need to get out of their jurisdiction. That takes us completely out of their grasp, and we need to really focus on that. So I appreciate it. Keep up the good work, and thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Jim. Don't forget to email me. Bob, Jerry, we got a couple minutes, well, about a minute and a half before we catch the next break. What, did you want to comment?
Yes, I would. I'd like to comment on the guy that just was on with you.
Sure.
We actually do have a lot of remedies going right now, and we have a really diverse group that everybody has a certain aspect of what's going on in their rapport, you know.
Okay.
And so if you could get people to contact Face Off, and it doesn't matter where you're at, we have somebody in your area.
Okay.
That you can get aligned with, and you'll find out a lot of remedies that we have.
You know what? Bob, I've got on my website, I've got links to you, your two of the Face-Off websites that I just pulled off of the internet last night, actually, when I was putting that information up on there. So, you know what? Let's do that. Well, give me the Face-Off for you in California. What's the website address, Bob?
My own personal email number is bobm1055@yahoo.com, and they can reach me at that. Now, up in the website we have is actually a blog spot, and it's called californiafaceoff.org.
Okay, hang on, everybody. Listen, we're going to break. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie. We will be back in 3 minutes, so hang in there.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion. Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodney, and you're listening to me redistribute the truth along with Bob Morris and Jerry Breiniger from Face Off Organization. And actually, I just looked it up, Bob. Is it California? You know what? And I don't have my glasses on, so I can't see. Give your website out, Bob, would you please?
Our website for California is californiafaceoff.org.
California Face Off.
Or you could type in just code abuse.
Well, we'll go with CaliforniaFaceOff.org. How's that sound? And the links are up on my website, but California Face Off. Listen, everybody who's listening, if you type in F period, A period, C period, E period off, you are going to find the Face Offs all over, it seems. There's a lot of them out there. So listen, anybody, if you want to call in the show this morning or this afternoon, I should say. Well, actually, it's afternoon here. It's still a morning. Another necks of the woods, or it's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I'm talking this morning with Bob Morris and Jerry Breiniger. They are founders and co-founders of Face Off, which is Fight Against Code Enforcement Office. And listen, these code enforcement officer Nazis are on the march, and they are on the march all around our country. Bob, Jerry, Any comments you'd like to make? Any what
yeah,
else?
Yes, I have one, but if Jerry has one, you go ahead, Jerry.
No, go ahead.
Okay, I'd like people to know that if you need some transparency in government, there's a thing called the Records Act. And you can look this up on the Internet and just type in the Records Act, and it'll tell you where to go and what you need to know. And you can ask for a request form from your city or your county of any question that you want. They have to, by law, give that to you. And if you look up the Records Act, it'll tell you exactly what your rights are.
Is that under the Freedom of Information Act? Is that what you're referring to, or
yes.
This is something?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Jerry, did you want to comment?
Well, I found them pretty well open and free to give out what they want. A lot of times they don't want to, but and a lot of times they charge you for it, too. A lot of people down here have had, you know, code enforcement going on for quite a few years, and they really charge them a lot just to have copies of what they charge them with.
Yeah, that our tax dollars are paying for in the first place.
Yeah,
it's outrageous. Listen, everybody, the call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. So, Bob, were you talking, I'm trying to keep track of the different things people were telling me, you were talking about the Homestead Act, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, because I think that fellow thought Chris in Arizona was, and I know he was talking about estoppel, but, so tell me some more things that have been going on, Bob and Jerry, because, you know, these stories are just, well, they're outrageous, and it's hard for people to imagine that it's actually happening, but we know it is.
Well, Maggie, we had a guy that's down in L.A. County, he's in Antelope Valley area, and I think he's going to be on your show, too. Him and I have been in touch with each other, and also our group leader, Allie Cooper. And those people down there are just really going through, it's just hard to believe, it's just like a war. I mean, they're coming on their properties and telling them what they can do and what they can't do. They're taking their trucks, they're leaning off stuff, they're tearing down their houses, and they're just making up stuff as they go along. And this is called the NAT team, which is a nuisance abatement team. These guys are dressed in SWAT equipment, carrying guns, and their cars look like a SWAT car, only the side says code enforcement on it.
Yeah.
And this is really prevalent. I mean, this is all out war on us in California and the rest of the country also. Florida and California, I guess if they can beat us up, the rest of the country will fall around of what they think, because they really hammered the heck out of both of our states.
Well, you know, I can tell you, Bob, that, you know, one thing that happened where I live the other day, I had read in the newspaper that they want to make it illegal now for you to say you want to, you want to form a neighborhood watch or something. And so you want to take and hand out some flyers to your neighbors saying, hey, you know, I'm going to have a meeting at 7 o'clock Friday night at my house. Let's form a neighborhood watch. Well, that would be illegal now for you to do that. And I can't remember. I think the fine is like $1,000 a day for each house that you've given mm-hmm. that flyer to. And, of course,
right.
I know the reason why they're doing that is because they don't want people communicating with one another when they start to really put the squeeze on people in this town, which is
mm-hmm.
exactly what their intention is. And you know what? A lot of different things could already be happening. It's just not making the news, so the people don't even know about it. You know what I mean? Because nobody's talking about this stuff. Bob, Jerry, who's been talking about these different things happening to people all around the country, really?
Well, go ahead, Jerry.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
What I was going to say is there's so many multitudes of small groups, the small neighborhood groups. Maybe they're neighborhood watches. Maybe they're just a bunch of friends getting together. Maybe they're truck drivers. And there's so many of these little entities that are kind of finally coming to a national level. I mean, this thing is just growing by leaps and bounds. It just amazes me. It's just, but the best thing that you can do if you live in a little neighborhood, type out a little letter. Tell your neighbors about yourself and you've had any code enforcement problems, and give yourself a little story and take it up to the local store.
Yeah,
and have them pass it out up there.
Oh, that's a
and
good idea.
The next thing you know, your neighbors will call you, and you can kind of bounce, get yourselves together, and you can fight this thing. Maybe not on a big level, but you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Very good idea. Okay. Jerry, were you going to say something?
I just going to talk about another story. You said something about another couple of stories or something.
Sure, go right ahead.
You know, it is appalling to me when I read and go through some of these. Because there's so many different areas where they hit people. This one young man and his daughter moved to Satellite Beach. And as he was looking for work, they ran across a surfboard, and his daughter wanted a surfboard, but it cost $150, and he couldn't afford it. Evidently, he inquired about it, and he was, this guy was a good painter, so he made an agreement with the man that owned the surfboard to paint the inside of his house in exchange for the surfboard.
Okay.
The code enforcement eventually came by and seen the empty paint cans and started getting nosy in an area where they shouldn't even have been. And eventually, they got to talking to him because, you know, most people want to be congenial and treat officers with respect, used to be anyhow. Anyhow, the guy let him in, and they asked one question after another, and eventually he cited the guy for painting a house with without a contractor's license. And he had to go to court and pay the fine for that. Just because he wanted to give his daughter a surfboard for her birthday, and he was trying to work it out with another person.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Listen, Jerry, I've got a caller, so let's take this caller. Lee in Georgia. Hey, Lee, you're on with Maggie and Bob and Jerry. What's going on, Lee?
Good morning, madam. Let me turn this noisy machine off here for a minute while I talk to you.
Okay, because it's hard to hear your voice. It's a little muffled, so that would be a good idea, Lee.
All right, how's that better?
Yeah, that's better. What's going on?
Well, I've been listening to you since day one first came on, and madam, you get a screaming endorsement from me. I tell you what.
Oh, thank you.
You know, as I listen to this, I can't help think back a number of years ago when I took a trip out to visit California, right around Sacramento. And I had my dog with me. And this is when I learned that California had this crazy little gotta have a license to have a dog thing. And I'm shaking my head going, what? You know, and you know, then when the whole no smoking in bars and started coming out, and I said, you watch. I said, when you start seeing states like New York picking up on this kind of stuff, we're going to see this going around, and I believe you said yesterday, so as goes California, so goes the nation.
Yeah.
And sadly, this is correct. And as I'm listening to this discussion, I'm thinking to myself, I have to ask the question, America, what is it going to take to get you to pull your head out of those damp, dark places and stop sitting around letting these morons pull these moves?
Yeah, Lee, I don't know. I wonder about that myself every day. I truly do. I don't know.
Well, you know, people accuse me of being overly aggressive. And I try to get them to understand, I'm not aggressive. I'm really a very, very passive individual. But I have this attitude that, you know, there's this line here, and it's a really fine, fine line. And I dare anybody to come across that line. I mean, it's not like I warn them. It's like I dare them to come across that line. And, you know, I really wish people would learn how to stand up for themselves and do like a number of us have done out here in our little community. You can't even find our town on a map. I mean, our city doesn't even show up on Google. And we have to, if we have a problem, we got to get the sheriff from the next town over, or actually next county over, whatever, to come over here to deal with our problems, but we don't have any crime, so we never have the cops out here. And, you know, people here pretty much, the sheriff and all, the police, they won't even come out here because they don't want to come out here and mess with us. Because they know if they don't have a real good reason for coming out here, we're met with an extreme amount of hostility because of how we feel toward law enforcement because of what it's become. And this is what I keep telling people. You have got to stand up and say, no. You have to say no. And you want a neighborhood watch? your neighborhood watch and dare them to come do something. What are they going to do, throw the whole neighborhood in jail?
Yeah, you have a good point there, Lee. You really do. You know, I don't know if I should ask, where are you in Georgia, Lee? Where do you live? What county?
I guess for Lincoln County, Wilkes County, Albert County.
That area, yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
In that area.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in, Lee. I appreciate it, and thanks for listening, and keep listening, will you?
Well, you got a great show. I'm loving it. Keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Right. Well, take care. Jerry, what do you think, Jerry? Bob? You were going to tell me another story, Jerry, after you told me the story about the surfboard. And, you know, honestly, you don't know whether to cry or scream. You know what I mean when you hear these stories? They're just heart-wrenching. It just blows my mind. And like Lee had said, you know, I don't know what is it going to take, Bob and Jerry, for the American people to wake up and say that's enough. What, do you guys have any idea? I mean, you guys have been fighting against this code enforcement, these Nazis, for a heck of a long time. What do you think?
Tell you the truth, Maggie, most people are so wrapped up in their own personal lives, they don't have time because they're so busy trying to pay their taxes and their house payments.
Yeah, well.
As soon as the code enforcement comes knocking on the door, they'll change, I promise you. Hopefully most people will fight for their rights. Because they do have rights. They have constitutional rights. These people cannot take those away from you. And when I was growing up, I was always told, well, you can't fight City Hall. So this stuck in my mind all my life. Well, that's not true. Officials can be sued personally. You can sue anybody that works for the government on a personal basis if they're not doing their duty under the color of law as the Constitution tells them to do. Because that's the number one document in this world. And that Constitution trumps everything these people can dream up with. The problem being is now that they know that, they go out and they buy corporate liability insurance because now the cities and counties are corporated, most of them.
Okay.
So now they run those entities as a corporation, which allows them to do our things outside of the administrative laws. So we're paying insurance for those people to get sued because they're not doing their job right according to the Constitution. So all this stuff needs to be changed, and the only way to change that is for the American people to stand up and say, we have enough. We don't want this no more. You're going to abide by the laws of our Constitution. And that's that.
Yeah. Listen, everybody, the number is 800-313-9443. If you'd like to get in touch with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com. My show is heard daily from 10 a.m. to noon Central Time, Monday through Friday. You can also hear me on Sundays at noon Eastern, which is, 10 a.m. Central, on Micro1650.com as well. Plus, it's replayed on Net Talk World. Podcasts of the show will be up on my website tonight, as well as links are already there for Jerry and Bob's websites. Their websites, look up Face Off. F period, A period, C period, E period, off. Just stick that in there, California Face Off. Did you say .com, Bob? I'm sorry. I should have written it down, but I hadn't. .org. Okay. CaliforniaFaceOff.org, and you'll find Bob. There's some down in Florida. I saw one for Brevard County. They're all over. So listen, everybody who's listening, you need to get into this fight because that's what it's going to take. People need to start working together here, and you need to start becoming educated, and you need to start saying no. Jerry, you wanted to tell me another story, so go right ahead, please.
Okay, before I do that, I want to give a thanks to Allie Cooper, because if it wasn't for her, she's put a blog in every state in the union.
Oh, okay, so there's one in every state. Okay, good.
Absolutely, she is a fantastic person. Anyhow. Yeah, there's so many, it's hard to pick one out, but I think there's one I told you about this. There was a man in a wheelchair, and he was driving across the swale in his yard so that he could open his van door out on his concrete so he wouldn't get muddy. Well, they gave him a code enforcement citation for driving across the swale of his yard. And the swale is almost even with the road. You know, I've been down there and talked with him several times.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just pathetic that somebody could even have enough guts to even do that to somebody that's having enough trouble in their wheelchair. You know, it's just amazing to me.
Well, you know, I want to tell you a quick story, and then we're going to go to break in about a minute. A friend of mine, he had his lower leg cut off due to diabetes. He wanted to put a ramp in front of his house, and this is outside of Buffalo, New York. He wanted to put a ramp in front of his house so he could get in with his wheelchair, and they told them that he needed to have an environmental impact study done, and he needed to have an artist or an architect's drawing, a rendition of what his house would look like with this ramp on there before they would give him a permit to put a ramp on his house so that he could get in his own house. So, yeah, you know, Jerry, has anybody tried to approach that, like for that disabled person in the wheelchair, the Americans with Disabilities Act, in terms of trying to play that group against the code enforcement?
We've tried various things.
Jerry, hold on. The music is the cue. We're going to break. Listen, everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden, and we will be back in 3 minutes, so hang in there.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion. Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to get in contact with me, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And my guests this morning have been Bob Morris and Jerry Brinegar. Brinegar. Is it Brinegar or Brinegar? Does it mean, what is it, Jerry?
Brinegar. Brinegar. Hey, you work sometimes.
Hey, you? Yeah, I know. Hey, listen, their websites, you can find them. There is a face-off blog in every state. So Face Off, F-A-C-E, which is F period, A period, C period, E, off as in off, get off my back. This is a face-off between us and them, the code enforcement Nazis who are on the march in this country. We've only got a couple more minutes, and then we're, you know, then the fat lady will be singing again for today's show. And actually, there are a couple more callers lined up, but I don't know. Bob and Jerry, I'm going to take one more quick call. Let's take, and I'll take Carla from California and Charles from New Hampshire. Call back tomorrow. We just don't have enough time to take both of you. I'm sorry. Carla, you need to make it real quick. You got about 1 minute.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Hi there. How are you? Okay.
I'm good.
Real quick, I'm in Contra Costa County. I have two properties out here, and I've been battling the code enforcement now for 4 years, and it's been very financially. We've spent $45,000 to $60,000 worth of attorney fees, and we had all our building permits, and we had the tax assessor's records, and they refused to look at any of those permits. They give you the runaround. And this is how they extort money out here in Contra Costa County, because there's no building going on. They go out to private individuals in their homes and tell them they don't have permits for these existing properties that have been on, you know, the planet for 40, 50, 60 years. And
yeah.
Then when you try and get the permits, you know, they don't have them. They lost them. So I finally won in court, which is a big, big win out here in Contra Costa County. The judge recently on June the 2nd, told us that we should never had any violations posted on the property. They slandered the property titles. I mean, it's just been this ongoing battle.
Carla,
I
hate to interrupt you, but listen, I've only got a couple more minutes. Would you do me a favor? Can you call back in tomorrow the same with Charles in New Hampshire, if you could? Because I'm going to be talking about the same thing. There's more people calling in tomorrow. My guests tomorrow are all people who have been victims of these Nazis. I'd love to hear your story. If you would email me too, please, Carla. I really am interested. I just don't have the time this morning because of the clock.
I understand. You have a wonderful day, and I'll be calling tomorrow, and I'll make sure that I get this information over to you. I believe
please.
I have your email from Allie from Face Off in Florida. And I've been in contact with Bob. So you have a wonderful day, and
thank
I appreciate
you.
Your time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Call back in tomorrow. Thanks. Hey,
thank
listen,
you.
You're welcome. Listen, Bob and Jerry, I want to thank you for coming on the show this morning. I really appreciate it. Listen, everybody, we've been talking with Bob Morris and Jerry Breiniger. They are both from Face Off, F period, A period, C period, E period, off. Go and look up Face Off. That is all about fighting against code enforcement office, and these Nazis are on the march. Listen, it is truly a battle we are in here. You need to get into the game. You need to understand what's happening here in this country because it is going on all over. Bob and Jerry, thanks so much for coming on the show. I want you to come on again definitely because this is a topic that's not going away and we need to keep talking about it so people are informed.
Well, thanks
listen,
for having us. Hey, it's
you're
been
welcome.
Great.
Thank you very much. Hey, listen, everybody. You know, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Listen, keep your chin up. We've got people like Bob Morris and Jerry Breiniger who are in the fight for us. Listen, better days are coming. There are more of us than them. So I know the sun will come up tomorrow. It always does. I'll be back at 10 a.m. Central Time. Chin up, everybody. Take care.
Behind the moon, beyond the rain,
ever climbing.